The presidential campaign is a long way to go, of course, but the campaign for the Grammy Awards is almost over. The winners collect their honors on Sunday night. The big four awards are Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year, as well as Best New Artist. And this week we've been introducing the nominees for Song of the Year. NPR's music critic Ann Powers has high hopes for this nominee.
Adele is the queen of the night, and not only is she likely to win many awards, but she's making her vocal comeback after throat surgery sidelined her for quite a while. So it's a very big night for the young British singer Adele. We could have had it all.
We could have had it all. Okay, so Adele's song, Rolling in the Deep, is up for Song of the Year. It is also up for Best Record, if I'm not mistaken, and I've never understood this. Why is that not redundant?
I know. This is the great Sphinxian puzzle of the Grammys. Song of the Year rewards songwriters, the people who actually pen the melody and the lyrics. Record of the Year rewards all the people who take that basic text and make it into something that you hear pouring out of whatever you listen to.
It's the difference between, in theory, sheet music and the performance.
In theory, yes. It's almost quaint that we still have a Song of the Year category because, frankly, even a song like Rolling in the Deep, which is a great song just as it is, it's the production, it's the arrangement, it's the engineering that makes that totally indelible. Those things, I think, should be counted as elements of songwriting.
And then there's Best New Artist. And of course, often the people up for Best New Artist don't seem all that new.
Yes, that's true. This is the other conundrum of the Grammys. How can a Best New Artist, like, say, Bon Iver, who's nominated this year, be on, you know, not their first recording, but be kind of well into their career? The reason is, the technical definition is that it's an artist who came to prominence this year, which is one of those beautiful fudges that allows for all sorts of people to enter this category.
You could be 67 and finally have your big hit.
You could. I think it would be hard, you know, to have a Best New Artist who had like 10 records out. But if you're on your second or even your third, you can still get into the category.
Okay, so who's in the category?
Well, we have a very interesting mix this year in Best New Artist, Steve. We have the rapper Nicki Minaj. We have the country group, the band Perry. If I die young, bury me in satin. Bon Iver, the indie band led by Justin Vernon. The electronic DJ artist Skrillex.
Oh my God!
And finally, J. Cole, who is a young rapper.
I like the mixture of genres that you just referenced there in that list of nominees for Best New Artist. Is that by accident or design?
That's the thing that's great about Best New Artist this year particularly, I think. It really represents how in pop music, as the mainstream, the notion of the mainstream kind of falls apart, dissolves in our hands. A country band like the band Perry might not necessarily share a core fan base with Skrillex, but I bet that a lot of people who are 20 years old have both on their iPods. And that's the thing. This range of new artists, to me, really speaks to pop right now in 2012.
NPR music critic Ann Powers joined us from Alabama Public Radio in Tuscaloosa.